Well, the heartbeat of any community has to be its downtown area or those little shops, those unique places that you love to visit that your maybe weekend wouldn't be complete without making a stop at. And the Motor City Match is an integral part of making those types of places happen throughout the metro area. Pierre Baton is the vice president of the small business at the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation. He is joining us to talk about Motor City Match announcing the opening of Round 18. Pierre, hello and good morning.
Good morning, Marie and Sean. Thank you for having me today. Really excited to be here.
So tell us about Round 18.
Absolutely. You know, Round 18 marks 6 years of the Motor City Match program here in Detroit. We've seen some incredible strides and some amazing businesses that have launched out of the program. 130 in Detroit brick-and-mortar locations that were formerly vacant and blighted across the city. We've had an additional 300 home-based and mobile businesses that have started or expanded through Motor City Match as well, and we've seen the program across all businesses create about 1,000 jobs here in the city of Detroit. We're thrilled to be launching Round 18. Applications opened yesterday and will remain open until October 31st. So if there are any entrepreneurs out there that are looking to start their business here in the city of Detroit, please go to MotorCityMatch.com and apply. If you already have a small business location, but maybe you're looking to expand into the city of Detroit, you're also eligible for Motor City Match. So I would encourage you as well to go to MotorCityMatch.com to apply.
You know, it's so great to hear stories like this. I mean, let's face it, Pierre. I mean, the news cycle almost on a daily basis is pretty depressing. And just to reiterate some of those points, I mean, you're taking places, starting businesses, and you're giving people jobs. You had 25 jobs here, 40 jobs there, whatever the case may be. This is just a win for everybody in our community.
It absolutely is, Sean. I mean, you know, small businesses are the lifeblood of our economy. They're the lifeblood of our neighborhoods. You know, as a little kid, I was a tennis player, and the neighborhood record store is who sponsored me for my tournament. And, you know, my story is not unique. For many, you know, many of our youth, the little leagues, the youth basketball teams, you know, those are all sponsored by small businesses. And, you know, on the economic development side of things, small businesses account for nearly 50% of the jobs in the city of Detroit. So, you know, they have a huge economic impact. And you're absolutely right. You know, the last year, our small businesses have gone through, unfortunately, had a heck of a time with the pandemic. And, you know, the Motor City Match program is here as a resource for our businesses as they operate in a post-COVID environment.
And, Pierre, I went to school at the University of Detroit Mercy, and this was at a time when the Avenue of Fashion had really lost a lot of its shine there on Livernois. It had really taken a beating. And a lot of the retailers there were just hanging on by a thread. And I was, I've obviously recently been driving down in that area, I have for many years, of course, but I was amazed at what's taken place down along Livernois, the old Avenue of Fashion. I know Motor City Match has got a lot to do with some of the businesses that have sprung up in that area, but these incredible storefronts, and I mean really sharp-looking storefronts that would compete with any other suburban area, people walking along on the sidewalks. You know, you had to drive slow because traffic, people were trying to park, and it was just vibrant and vital. But again, that's the work of things like the Motor City Match.
You know, that's absolutely right. I mean, we've seen it takes a village, to really revitalize our neighborhoods. And so, you know, Motor City Match, we've been a part of that process. The city of Detroit did an incredible job with the streetscape project over there, making that corridor more walkable. And, you know, our businesses that have gone in there, along with the historical businesses that were on the Avenue of Fashion, you know, mm-hmm. you think of a Baker's Keyboard Lounge and a newer yes. business that has come in like Narrowway Cafe or Good Times on the Ave, Crispy Attics, you know, they really helped to fill out that corridor and really bring it back to prominence. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the traffic is any indication. River Noise is packed 24/7 now. And we love to see that. And we're going to start seeing that as well in a number of other commercial corridors across the city. And we're happy that Motor City Match has been able to be a part of that revitalization.
Well, Pierre, you know, it's interesting. Good Times on the Ave is a place that you have helped. Crispy Attucks is a place that you have helped. And bringing, as Marie said, you know, some more life back to the avenue of fashion. If a small business owner is listening and they want all in on round 18, what need they do?
You know, it's really simple. If you're a current small business owner or would-be entrepreneur, go to MotorCityMatch.com. The applications are live. Very simple to fill out. We have a whole team if you have any questions and you need to reach out to us. But MotorCityMatch.com is going to be your path to resources to get what you need to open. You know, when the mayor and city council came together to form this program, you know, they looked around and they said, you know, we want Detroiters to have the shot of being able to pursue their dreams here in the city of Detroit. And Detroit has such a rich entrepreneurial history. And, you know, the Motor City Match program is really just made to be a part of that legacy. So if you are a small business owner looking to expand, if you have been kicking around, you know, the dream, Sean and Marie, if both of you have been secretly thinking about starting a hardware store in the city of Detroit, go to MotorCityMatch.com. Apply. Applications are open. Applications will not close until October 31st, so that's Halloween Day. You got a month and a half to fill out the application. And the beauty of Motor City Match that we haven't hit on is it's really made to be a ladder to get you from idea to open. So there are four different tracks. There's business plan. There's develop your space. There's a design track where you work with architects. And then, of course, there's a cash grant track where we give away $500,000 in cash grants to small businesses every single quarter. So, you know, if any of this sounds of interest to you, or even if you have questions, go to MotorCityMatch.com. We're here to help you.
Pierre Baton, Vice President of the Small Business at the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation. Thanks for all the info. We really appreciate it. And once again, the Motor City Match, helping businesses along the Livernois Corridor, the Narrowway Cafe, Shears and Shaves, Good Times on the Ave, Crispy Attucks. Sean, I know you mentioned that. Sounds like our kind of place, doesn't
I'm
it?
I'm in. Yeah. Count me in.
I think we're going to have to do a little field trip. The Paul W. Smith Show continues here on WJR.